Soda Street. Peter the Great deprives the city of its churches. The older city streets, Soda Street and Vidu Street, nowadays are built up with standard houses of the 1960 epoch. But prior to the Second World War, exquisite dwelling stone houses from the 17th century and two city churches were located here. The Catholic Church of the Holy Virgin Mary, built in the 15th century, and the Swedish Dome Cathedral, built in the middle of the 17th century. The Catholic Church was surrounded by a cemetery, but the most powerful and wealthy citizens were buried by walling in the floor and the walls of the church. During their long history of existence, the churches were reconsecrated many times. One of the legends of Narva tells about the role of Peter the Great in the fate of the churches of the assaulted city. A couple of days after the city's storm, which took place on September 11, 1704, noblemen, merchants, and cities of Narva come together in the town hall, in the hall of the magistrate, to swear their fealty to the Emperor of Russia. The citizens and noblemen begged for saving of their lives and property. The Tsar replied in the affirmative. What else would you like from me? We would like confirmation of land possession rights. All right, I leave you your land. What else? Noblemen's, merchants, and workshops privileges. All right, what else? Nothing more, our Tsar. All right, Peter the Great answered. I will save your lives, property, land, and privileges, but since you have forgotten about God, I will deprive you of your churches. And it is true, in 1704, the Royal Dome Cathedral was transformed into the Orthodox Church of Peter Nevsky, but the medieval city church turned into the Orthodox Church of the Transfiguration of the Savior. It happened in 1708 in the presence of Peter the Great. The transformation of churches into Orthodox ones resulted in the creation of a new interior. So the Church of the Transfiguration of the Savior got a unique icon stand made by Jakob Lew. Also, a large crucifixion carved in the style of late Catholicism in the middle of the 17th century by Elt Tille was preserved in the church. Nowadays, the crucifixion is located in the Church of the Resurrection of the Christ in Narva. After visiting Narva in 1709, Just Juel, a Danish messenger, made the following record in his diary regarding the churches of Narva. The masses are served in the town hall because the Russians have deprived the citizens of both the Lutheran churches, one of which was a German one and the other one a Swedish one. I was also told that the Russians, for the purpose of robbery and pretending that their homeland is not allowed to bury the dead in the churches, dug out all the dead bodies from both inside the church and around it. In the coffins, they looked for silver and money. Thus, after the storm of the city, all the streets were full of the dead and their coffins. The citizens took the bodies of their friends and acquaintances and buried them outside the city, but those dead bodies that nobody took care of were thrown into the river flowing under the city.